when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to thank you so much for hanging on. And I should have said, I'll tell you what, I'm not the best organizer in the world, that's for sure. And I've kind of dropped the ball on the first hour there. I got back a little bit late, but it just seems like we're in a time warp. And I didn't get the response to Dr. Hill like I wanted to, but he did. Now, he unloaded a lot of stuff to respond to. Really, it would take 2 hours. It would take another hour to respond to that. But I forgot to tell you people, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I really do, and I hope you did. And we don't go out for big programs. We probably should have had a nice Christmas program and maybe a New Year's program, but we didn't, you know, so I hope you'll forgive us for that. But I hope you all do have a great New Year, and I hope next year in 2024, which is a matter of hours away, I hope it's not going to be as terrible as I think it's going to be. I hope we're all wrong on that. Maybe God himself will give us what we don't deserve and come in and give us peace, although we don't deserve it. But anyway, folks, we got the old mean big sister coming up with a big stick. She's the bell cow, and she does all the research around here. And you have to really mind your P's and Q's, because sometimes you'll hear me kind of stumble a little bit. But that's because big sister is hitting me in the back of the head with her stick. Sometimes she does it for no reason. And matter of fact, she said that I was talking rubbish. And I'm going to go cry about that. But Miss Bell Cow, sister, how you doing, girl?
Pretty good, pretty good. We're looking down the road to a new year in 2024.
We most certainly are. I tell you what, that was a great letter you read. Looking back, I don't know. I thought it would set the tone, really good tone for first, second, and third hours. I think it probably did line up, but the main point, I'm going to go back and say I think it did a great job, because the great job I'm talking about is the letter highlighted that Sister Nancy read, the almost superhuman courage, tenacity, and toughness, and moral courage that those Southern soldiers displayed. They put on full display at the Battle of Corinth, fighting like tigers. The Yankee soldiers said that they fought like tigers on just forage, parched acorns. I've had acorns. Now, white oak acorns aren't that bad. Red oak acorns are pretty bitter. But, I mean, I did this for the hell of it when I was a kid. That wasn't my lunch, you know. But the courage that they displayed, we're going to have to go back. We're going to have to look down in our soul and find that kind of courage. I think I told Dr. Till, I'm going to go back to Nancy just a second. Also, in modern times, Admiral Chester W. Nimitz, he was misguided fighting for the New World Order, but he didn't know it probably at the time. If he did, he didn't care. But he said at the Battle of Iwo Jima, there was more. The United States Marine Corps suffered more casualties there. They were awarded more decorations for uncommon valor than any other battle in the history of the Marine Corps. As a matter of fact, they said that I think 25% of all medals of honor that were awarded the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II were awarded during that one battle. He's credited Admiral Nimitz as saying that, with this quote, that uncommon valor was a common virtue. Well, that's what, you know what, that wasn't the first time. Hell, 100 years before, well, 80 years before Iwo Jima, our Confederate ancestors showed that kind of valor every stinking day in every battle, not just one battle. And with that, we're going to go back to Sister Nancy. She's got, I just want you to know, Sister Nancy, I really appreciate you reading that letter from that long ago dead a Yankee soldier who was so enthralled with the courage and the character of our Southern stock. But and I do think that's what's going to have to, if we're going to survive, Sister Nancy, we're going to have that kind of toughness, tenacity, and moral courage, or we will not survive. We may not survive anyway, but it's up to God. It's the duty's ours, the results belong to God. Anyway, Sister Nancy, take off and tell us what we're going to do for the next 2 hours, Sister.
Well, you're absolutely right, Eddie. One has to actually read the actual diaries and actual reports from the front of how our men, and actually women too, suffered during our war for Southern independence. It was like I say, one little tiny snippet of the suffering of the Southern people. Many of our men, soldiers, were sleeping in the snow without tents. They were marching in the ice without shoes. They were going to the front often with just nothing but a pike, which is nothing but a pointed stick. Sometimes they went into battle without any weapons. So unlimited, the valor, one has to read it, I think, to really understand what our people went through. But what I'm going to talk about, or what I had on my agenda, was I wanted to talk about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, but I'm going to start with tar and feathering, which we try to do every week. And I'm going to say the tar and feather, the ones I would like to tar and feather this week, are the Israeli satanic Zionist, their chicken tossing Orthodox Jews, and the insane land grabbing settler occupiers.
Yes.
They all deserve a lot of tar and feathers.
They damn sure do.
The kibbutz, I knew years ago, the kibbutz was kind of the most pure form of communism. Of course, the Jews equal communism. But in doing a little bit of research, it looks like the kibbutz, although they started out mainly as farming systems, now it looks like they're into more, they've changed a little bit, even though I guess there's still some kibbutz that are for farming, but they also do other industrial projects. The heroes that I would mention, again, are all the Palestinians. These people are misunderstood and suffering today, as their grandparents and parents had suffered under Zionist occupation and torture since 1947 and 1948. I just found this out, that Blinken, without bypassing Congress for the second time, approved a weapon sales to Israel of $147 million. This is the second time that our so-called government leaders are bypassing Congress in order to give aid to the Zionist Israeli terrorist. They are the terrorists. It's reverse thinking, actually. They call the Hamas as a terrorist, but actually, really and truly, the Zionists, who are occupiers, are the terrorists. I was going to talk about something that I found. I was going through my 500 books in the basement, and I found a copy of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It's translated from the Russian of Professor Nihlus by Victor Marsden. It consists of only 72 pages, and you can find it. You can buy a copy on the internet. Now, looks to me like I never really read the entire thing. It is a convoluted, kind of difficult thing to get through. But it's mainly about Freemasonry and world supremacy. Of course, these are the things that the Jews are interested in. And, you know, they just out and out. This is a total layout of how they, you know, are going to take over the world. It was first published by Professor Nihlus in Russia in 1905, and he was a priest in the Orthodox Church in Russia. And Nihlus felt that the protocols which had been given to him was a report by some powerful people and had been stolen by a woman from a high leader of Freemasonry. After 1917, Nihlus was arrested by the Cheka, imprisoned, exiled, and died in 1929. But the translation into English was done by Victor Marsden, who had lived in Russia and was a correspondent about the 1917 events. He was arrested for 2 years after he wrote about the 1917 events. He returned to England and translated the protocols that were at the British Museum. Pardon me. Apparently, the British Museum had a copy from August the 10th of 1906. All copies known to exist in Russia were destroyed during the Kerensky regime.
Well, Sister Nancy, hold that thought. We're going to our first break in the second hour. We'll be right back to that. I appreciate you doing that research. Be right back, folks.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
You Blood River Radio family. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. Well, she gets through. This Sister Nancy and I, the bell cow, we're going to expand on something. And I'll give you a hint what we're going to talk about. How in the hell are these Jews totally thumping their nose at the Congress, bypassing the Congress? The Congress is the only governmental agency that has the legal authority, actually, to print money, which they don't do it anymore. The Jew Federal Reserve does. But how are they just not even consulting Congress and giving endless millions of dollars, billions of dollars to Jew Israel? We're going to expand upon that when we come. We need to really get into that big time. But first of all, we're going to go back to Sister Nancy the Bell Cow. She's going to finish doing our tar and feathering, and that needs to be done. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, actually, I was talking about this, the protocols, which I think is pretty, it really ties in a lot with what is going on today anyway, to be quite honest. From 1922, the introduction of the protocols booklet, it's just a booklet. It says apparently the British Museum had a copy of the Nihilist production from 1905. They had a copy that had been given to them in 1906. So all of the copies known to exist of the protocols in Russia were destroyed during the Kerensky regime under his successors. A possession of a copy of the protocols in Soviet land ensured the owner being shot on sight. So there's a lot of hot stuff in this protocols, because if you were caught with it after 1917, then you would be just shot. You'd just be killed on sight. The Jewish journals say they are a forgery. What they're saying is that Professor Nihilus concocted it for his own reasons, which is a laugh. In a 1921 interview with Henry Ford, he put the case for Nihilus convincingly. This is a quote from Henry Ford.
He did.
He said, "The only statement I care to make about the protocols is that they fit in with what is going on." End of quote.
Amen.
Now, the presumption is strong that the protocols were issued at the first Zionist Congress held in Basel in 1897 under the presidency of the father of modern Zionism, the late Theodor Herzl. I've got a couple of pages I was going to quote, but we can jump around on this. But I want to just give you one quote from this protocols. It says, "God has granted to us, his chosen people, the gift of dispersion. And from this, which appears to all eyes to be our weakness, has come forth all our strength, which has now brought us to the threshold of sovereignty over all of the world."
He's totally right.
This is the goal of the of the Jews. From page 8, you've quoted this before, because this is by Benjamin Disraeli in the book he wrote called Koningsby. He wrote, you have quoted this yourself, Eddie. "The world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes. That is by the Jewish Prime Minister of England in the year of 1848, on the eve of what was a revolution in Europe." And I'll just read one other quote from the protocols. It says, "There shall have been brought about a spiritual demoralization and a moral corruption, chiefly with the assistance of Jewish women masquerading as French, Italians, etc. These are the surest spreaders of licentiousness into the lives of the leading men at the heads of nations." Well, we daggone well know what is being done to our leaders. They get into these situations, often with Jewish women, or with women in general, in which the Jews utilize these scandals in order to control our politicians. Whether it be a honeypot or bribery, they are controlling our politicians. And this is just one of their methods, is to involve them with licentious behavior. Well, they're suggesting even with the Jewish women. I guess they don't care if it's Jewish women or Jewish women pretending to be Italians. And one other page I'll read, it says, Our philosophers will discuss all the shortcomings of the various beliefs of the Goem, but no one will ever bring under discussion our faith from its true point of view, since this will be fully learned by none save ours, who will never dare to betray its secrets. So these are powerful words that are in this booklet, and they're applicable to today and what's going on today, in my opinion. And we can go back to another subject, and I'll come back later and read a few more of these quotes, because I think their hatred for the Catholics and their hatred for Christianity is so obvious in the protocols. I mean, it's blatant.
Yes, it is. You know, I told my grandson not long ago, he talked about it, people worrying about it being a racist, et cetera. I told him, I'll just call him Joe, my grandson. I said, all politics are racial politics. There are no politics on the face of this earth that are not racial. You, your friends, your little naive kids, you think, oh, people talk about racism. Well, you know what? You probably are, whatever the hell that means, aren't racist. But let me tell you something, fella. The rest of the entire world, the other colors of the world other than white, they hate your guts. They want you dead. Sister Nancy is telling you, right, these protocols are real. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you look around, the Jew that said they're being dispersed, that the Jews saying that the Jews being dispersed at first, it looked like a weakness. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like, I guess, stirring up a big nest of wasps. If you leave them in one wasp nest and don't bother them, and let them stay in this one little nest, this wasp nest, maybe they'd be okay. But you hit the nest and they fly everywhere, or maybe it's like dust. But they have taken over every single nation in the West. The only nation they don't control right now, and people are always saying, talking about all this crap about Putin and stuff. But what I'll say, show me the reality. What have the Russians done to indicate that they are a pawn of the Jews? They're not. The Jews hate the Russians. They hate them. They're the only nation left in the face of the earth that's not controlled right now by these Jews. But anyway, going back to what you said, here's another quote, Sister Nancy. This quote, and I hadn't read it in a long time. Used to read it about once a month. This quote comes from Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon on October the 3rd of 2001, when he was talking to Shimon Peres. He responded. They were talking on the radio, on Israeli radio. And this is the Prime Minister Sharon talking. He opens up. He says, Shimon, every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. But I'm talking about these Jew honeypots. Does Monica Lewinsky ring a bell out there to anybody? That's just one of thousands of them. You know something else? If people say, oh, these Jews don't have any, you're so anti-Semitic, Sister Nancy, because you're saying the Jews have all this this power. Well, how in the hell does anybody bypass Congress? I dare say that they didn't even consult with Congress. They just tell the Congress to get screwed. We're going to do what we want to do. People, can you not see that? If you didn't know anything else, that would tell you, show you in broad daylight, like a Roman candle going off in a coal mine. It's so clear. The Jews own the damn United States. United States is Israel. Israel is Jews. And with that comment, we'll come right back after this quick break, folks.
Pre- protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican, has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. He stands out as one of just two GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. The proposed measure also sought to prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports teams. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, New York experienced the most significant population decline among states in 2023. The end-of-the-year population data indicated an overall increase in the U.S. population for the preceding year. A map released by the Census Bureau illustrating state-by-state population changes reveals that New York recorded the highest loss, with a decline of over 100,000 people in 2023. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Dear Blood River Radio, it's to paraphrase Dave Gaharie again, it's always Jews all the time. It's always time, always the Jews. It's always Jews all the time. They're their father, they're their son, they're the sons of their father, the devil. What in the hell do you think a damn Jew's going to do? I mean, if their father is the devil, what would the devil do? I'm telling you, it's either the Jews or us. There's not room in this world for Jews and Christians. Go back to you, Sister Nancy.
Let's say this. The listeners who are listening to this may think that this is archaic information, but it's applicable to today if you can only decipher. And this does take a little, I have not read every word. It is quite difficult to read. I've outlined a few of the things that I think would mean something to our listeners, and I'll read a few of them. This is on page 45. It says, in this difference in capacity for thought between the goyim, that's you and me and everybody but Jews, we're just cattle to them, and ourselves may be clearly discerned the seal of our position on the chosen people and of our higher quality of humanness in contradiction to the brute mind of the goyim. Their eyes are open but see nothing before them and do not invent unless perhaps material things. From this, it is plain that nature herself has destined us to guide and rule the world, not just Israel, the entire world. Okay, from page 50, this is applicable to the church. We have long past taken care to discredit the priesthood of the Goyim, and thereby to ruin their mission on earth, which in these days might still be a great hindrance to us. Day by day, its influence on the peoples of the world is falling away. What they mean is religion is falling away because they have discredited the priesthood. Freedom of conscience has been declared everywhere, so that now many years divide us from the moment of the complete wrecking of that Christian religion. As to other religions, we shall have still less difficulty in dealing with them, but it would be premature to speak of this now. We shall set clericism and clericals into such narrow frames as to make their influence move in retrogressive proportion to its former progress. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the patriarch of an international church. But in the meantime, while we are re-educating youth in new traditional religions and afterwards in ours, we shall not overtly lay a finger on existing churches, but we shall fight against them by criticism calculated to produce schism. This is what the Jews were talking about in 1897, and they are working on this as we speak today.
You know, Sister Nancy, to me, it's the height of stupidity for someone to say, that was written, 100 years ago. It couldn't possibly be true. All you have to do is look. If someone has told you, they've given you almost like a weather forecast. Just say, for instance, a weather forecast. You see 5 days, 7 days, 10 days weather forecast. It's even more clear than that. All you have to do is go back and read these protocols, their playbook, what they've done. They've done. These Jews have done everything that they said they were going to do. And I'd like to lay it in on the church. You know what? That's why I've said not long ago, me and Sister Nancy were saying, and they talk about the church. They have, you know what? They don't need to destroy the church, in my opinion, because they've gotten control of the church. So they're using the church on the useful idiots, these Judeo-Christian Southern Baptist types. They're right. The guys, the Jew said that wrote this protocol, that protocol that you're talking about, said that they were going to infiltrate the church. They have infiltrated the church. And we got these dumb, these stupid people in there that are not Jews, but they're just so stupid. I'm embarrassed to be a white Gentile sometimes because they're so stupid. These Jews will sit there and tell them that we're going to infiltrate the church. We've got the church, and we're having the church that, like 100 years ago, the Baptist churches, Southern Baptist churches, was labeled as being racist and anti-Semitic because they preached this, so-called replacement theology that the ancient Israelites were the chosen people of God, but since they rejected Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not only did they reject him, they murdered him, they hung him, they tortured him for days on end, they hung him on a tree and crucified him. And since that, then now they're preaching. I have these people, Sister Nancy, that tell me we have to worship these Jews. The Jews are the chosen people. Israel over there, it's the new, it's some type of biblical godly apparition that we have to worship Israel. We have to worship Jews. And I point out to these people, Judaism is not Christianity. Jews hate Christ. They're the ones that crucified Christ. They hate Christians nowadays. And getting back, I'm getting too much of a rant. Getting back to the Congress, how can anyone not see how just worthless they are? They're not even lifting a word in protest of having their duty taken away from them. Giving money to foreign countries like Israel, the Congress of the United States is the only, they're the only apparatus in the United States government that's supposed to have the authority to coin money, to coin money, to print currency, to regulate the value thereof. They're the only ones that are allowed to raise the money. They're the bankers of the United States government. The money goes through the Congress. You know, that's why we have a congressional budget every year. That's why they have, you know, in this House and the Senate, that's why they always wrestle for the budget every year. And yet for these people like Blinken and all his other Jew buddies to totally bypass the Congress and say, just take money from people like me and Nancy and all of our listeners and just dump it, this endless billions of dollars, these stinking Jews. If that doesn't show you, you dumb bastards out there, who's really running this country? The United States is Israel. Israel is the United States. We've been saying that. How many times we got to say it? But that's true. And you know what's something? It'll never change, Nancy, until we can get rid of these Jews. We have to get these Jews out of our government. We have to get them out of our universities. We have to get them out of our schools. We have to get them out of the Congress. Because God only knows how many dual citizen Israelis we have in Congress. But can anybody not see that? They just said it. They're going to take over the entire world. And here's the bottom line, too. I'm going to shut up and go back to you, Sister Nancy. Their end goal is the same goal it's been for thousands of years. Their end goal is to destroy, is to kill all white Christians. They want to do us what they did Christ. They want to kill you. They killed Jesus Christ. They tortured him. They killed him. They want every last white person on earth dead. That's their goal. And in the end, God help us, it's either them or us. It's that simple. We cannot continue to play petty pat with our words and act like we can get along with these satanic bastards. You can't get along with the devil, people. These people, these Jews, are their father, the devil, and they're out to kill you. They've always been out to kill you ever since, but hell, before Christ. That's why they went in and screwed up the Garden of Eden. So get this through your skull, people. It's either these damn Jews or you. It's these Jews or us. There's not room in this United States. There's not room in the world for both of us. One of us has to go. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, you're on the right path, and I think it's unfortunate that Christians do not understand any of the teachings, any of the think, the real thoughts of the Jews, whether it be back in 1897 or whether it be today. It's a sorry statement that people don't really research what they believe, I guess you would say. I'm looking at something here. It's called the Protocols of 1890. It's an addendum to this book. And it's very telling. It's just the Jews under no circumstance become friend of a Christian or Muslim before the moment arrives when the light of the Jewish faith, the only religion of reason, will shine all over the world. And then they go back and say they hate the Catholics. If you realize that the faith of your forefathers is your only patriotism, the cause is great and holy, and its success is guaranteed. Catholicism, your immortal enemy, is lying in the dust, mortally wounded in the head. This is what they're hoping for.
Yes, Sister Nancy, with that, hang on to that thought. We have to go to a quick break. Be right back, folks, for our last break of the second hour. Be right back.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, before we go back to Sister Nancy, I got to tell you one more time. Only one congressman out of the entire Congress, the entire Senate, one ounce of courage. And I think that was Thomas Massey of Kentucky. He's one of, and he asked the question, are we America first or are we Israel first? Well, you know what? The rest of the Congress has answered that question. Not one single stinking congressman, including the vaunted Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a lion-hearted scoundrel she is. You know, not one of these damn congressmen has set up and uttered a word about the massive, the mass slaughter, the mass genocide going on, not just Gaza, but all over the world. Everywhere a Jew puts his foot, it's stained in blood. And that's what they want. You know what? What's going on in Gaza is just a war. That's kind of like a preview of what's coming here, this country here, Sister Nancy. Dr. Hill talked about how difficult this year is going to be. Leading up to the so-called laugh, half, ha, 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 election of 2024. What a crock of, what an election, my ass. And getting back to this Congress, they're so damn worthless for fear of the Jews. If people, if you hadn't waked up yet, if you can't see what this Congress is rubber stamping, the mass slaughter, the mass killing over here, the mass genocide, the Middle East, and look, and the mass drain of wealth out of this country, by the damn Jew, if you hadn't wake up to that, see how worthless these congressmen are. They're just worthless. They're worse than parasites. So, but in summary, I'm getting worked up. The damn Jews, they have owned the United States for years and years, probably over 100 years. But they wake up and look at it, man. And I'm going to tell you one more time before we go back to Sister Nancy, it's either us or them. There's not room in these here United States for the damn Jew, Christ-hating Jews, and the Christian lovers like us. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Yeah. Again, back to some of the things that this is an addendum to the protocols. It says, the day is not distant when all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. Sure. Now, from a funeral oration, this is also in the addendum. There's a list of about 19 different items, but I'm just going to start with one. Every 100 years, we, the sages of Israel, have been accustomed to meet in Sanhedrin in order to examine our progress towards the domination of the world, which Jehovah has promised us, and our conquest over the enemy, Christianity, our enemy. Domination of our enemy. Wake up, people, our enemy.
Sister Nancy, I want that printed out because I want to make about 100, as many copies as I can. I'm going to distribute it to these stupid churches, especially these Baptist churches, my stupid Baptist friends. When they sit there and admit it, they say, we hate you Christians, we despise you, we laugh at you, we laugh in your face. And you know what they'll do? But I'll tell you what. I bet you 90% of these stupid ass evangelical Christians will come and say, "Well, that's okay. If they hate us, if they hate Christ, we got to pray to them because after all, they're God's chosen people. We know that they worship Satan. Here it is. We know the Bible says that the Jews are of their father, the devil. So therefore, our God must be the devil too. So maybe you Judeo Christians quit. Should get rid of the words Christian and just say Judeo devils because that's who the hell you're worshiping. Go back to this. Okay. I mean, it's logical. Okay. If it's straight logical. If these Jews are their father, the devil, and you're worshiping these damn Jews, then you're worshiping the devil, you stupid bastards. Back to you, right. Sister Nancy.
Okay, these are the end of my notes. Protocols of 1919 from page 71. It says the authority of the, to us, alien religions and doctrines of faith, we have, through very successful propaganda, subjected to a merciless criticism and mockery. They're talking about Christianity. We have brought the culture, civilization, traditions, and thrones of the Christian nations to stagger. We have done everything to bring the Russian people under the yoke of the Jewish power and ultimately compel them to fall on their knees before us. By taking from them their property, their gold, we have reduced this people to helpless slaves.
And they did it.
Now, this is the very last note I have at the very end of the protocols. All the protocols tell the same tale of malice, revenge, cupidity, and murderous hate against Christians and Christianity. Judaism is satanicism, and no amount of ritual and Kabbalistic camouflage can hide this fact.
You know what? They don't try to camouflage it. That's what's so amazing. They don't. They say it, Sister Nancy. They're saying it. If they're putting it in print. They're saying it verbally. They're right. It's in print. Digital media. It's in radios. They're telling us. They say it. These Jews, they even brag about being the greatest mass murderers in the world. When they ran the Cheka system from 1917, 1918, I know it came the NKGB and all this kind of crap. It's all the same thing. The bunch of Jewish secret police that are out for one reason to enslave. To put Christians in the gulag system, just murder them, work them to death and murder them. But we can't say that enough. We can't say that too much. They are of their father, the devil. I'm begging you, so-called Judeo-Christians, you stupid Baptists out there, you stupid Episcopalians, you stupid Presbyterians, that you keep preaching this Jew crap, this Jew filth, this rotten, filth, decaying garbage religion from the devil. It's the worshiping Jews. They're not. Read your Bible. Read the Bible when it says you're not even supposed to have fellowship with these people. You know, if one comes to you professing not the religion, the gospel that we have taught to you, the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is St. John, then you have to have nothing to do with them. They are the Antichrist. The Bible plainly says, who is a liar? This is St. John talking about this again. Who is a liar? It is he that says that Jesus was not the Son of God. He that says that Jesus was not raised on the third day by his Father God. He is the Antichrist. He said, my children, the Antichrist spirit is in the world even as we speak. And this is back 2,000 years ago with the St. John's. It says there plainly. It's in, for God's sakes, how many times we have to have you to read? John 8:44. That's not the only scripture. It's in there. Read it. Read it. Why can't you see that? Sister Nancy, what? How can we get this through those to those SOBs?
I think this is the only way that we can do it. As you have said, and I would tend to agree that many, maybe the majority of Christians, if they even heard these words and if they heard them, or if a Jew was saying this, what would it matter to them? I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure how they would. It's hard to go back on. It's just hard to go back on what you've been thinking in your lifetime. I guess only the young people can be retrained, or maybe trained to begin with. I don't know. And it's very difficult method how we can approach this information. We're doing the best we can, I think, by talking about it on the radio.
You know, my best friend in the world is an MD. We've been best friends for over 60 years. I was talking to him recently, and he's telling me he has several clinics in some northern states. And he's telling me he has nurse practitioners working with him, a team of them, and some younger doctors. And he's telling us about he was on to this COVID scam from the get-go. And here's what he told me. It reminded me of the KGB agent we talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The KGB agent said that he defected, came to the United States. It's 4 stages of psychological brainwashing that the Soviets developed back in 1910, 1915, 1920, and they've refined them since then. 4 stages. The KGB agent said, once you get young people past the second stage, he said, it's impossible to turn them back. He said, you can show them, and this is exactly what the doctor said. He showed one of his nurse practitioners was raised in the country, raised in a farm, like a dairy farm. It's got good common sense. He showed her the charts, the graphs, the government's own statistics, the pharmaceutical company's own statistics, showing how many millions of people worldwide have died because of the so-called jab, the so-called injections. It proved with the charts, the graphs, the evidence, the statistics, it proves that the so-called shot is nothing more but a euthanizing tool. It's been used to weed out, to ethnically cleanse people, to kill people. But yet, the other one girl who was raised in the city and went to this hoity-toity Ivy League school, she cannot see it. Her eyes glass over. She just gets into a panic when he tries to force her to see it. It's just, God help them. They were just totally, they're incapable. But we're going to keep trying. And it's like that KGB agent said. He said the only thing that will bring them around is a combat boot in the balls. When you take that big combat boot and you kick these guys in the testicles and crushed her testicles beyond repair, like the Jews did to every single prisoner at the so-called Nuremberg trials. Every single German soldier and German diplomat that they had captured and forced them to testify and took them. Oh, yes, yeah, we killed 5 billion Jews. Only 2 of them out of like hundreds did not have their testicles crushed beyond repair. So that's what it's going to take. But the combat boot and the balls will do it every time. That's what it's so frustrating, Nancy. It certainly is. But we're going to keep hammering it. Matter of fact, I want to get, I'll put this out there too. We have the Tennessee director of the League of the South. I'm going to see if he can get a couple of good old boys. I want a couple of good old boys. I want to make a return back to return to summer place. I want to go back to Bellevue Baptist Church, but I want somebody to film what goes on, and I want somebody else to kind of watch my back. I want to go back and pass some of these leaflets out and have my signs, open borders for Israel, gun control for Israel, nukes for Israel, whatever. But I want to do that. But anyway, people, I guess I better shut my mouth. I've dropped a lot of napalm. We're going to transition to the third hour. Excuse me. It's going to be Sister Nancy and the beer ender himself. We're going to take where they're going to lead us into the barb. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.